Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, storytellers and performers, tale spinners and tale shakers, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. Are we not? We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma Ramadama, Buddha, or the goddess. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I hear an A-women?
A-women.
I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Reverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. Your mistress of the airwaves. Your humble speakeasy proprietess. And your storyteller. And every Saturday night, here on Radio Susie One, on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation, I tell you stories, weaving in the stories of my guests, and all together, it tells you the story of sex, with a capital X. And tonight, we are focusing on body stories. That's right, brothers and sisters. Body stories, which we have been telling as a civilization, well, since Chaucer, right? The wife of Bath. The knight's tale. That tale. And that tale. But even Chaucer is a little late in the game of storytelling, really. Body storytelling, that is. I think we can go back to the Bible to find some body storytelling. And I'm not just talking about the Song of Songs, though that is very body. You look it up. I am talking about, the very beginning. Eve, that's my snake, in the Garden of Eden, starts out, very body story. The first sex, with Adam and Eve as the exhibitionists and God as the nasty, disappointed voyeur that spanks their ass
out of the garden. Although I think that's a little mixed up. You know, a lot of things, I think, a lot of stories as they pass down get mixed up. I actually don't think that Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden. They were kicked into the garden, because the garden is the farm, and the farm is where all the trouble starts. Ownership! Actually, Adam and Eve were kicked out of the jungle, wild and free, where all they had to do was find some food, survive, and tell body stories around the campfire. Anyway, stories. Yeah, Bible stories are very bawdy, and you know what the Bible, another word for the Bible is what? The Testament, the Old Testament. And did you know that the root of the Old Testament, which is, of course, the same root as to testify, which is to tell the story, the true story, to testify, comes from the same root as testicles. Now, I don't have any, but you got what I'm saying. Testicles at the same root as testify, because when you're going to tell the truth, when you're going to tell your story so that you're believed in a court of law, you're, even before there were courts, you put your hand on your family jewels. You swore on your descendants. And if you're really friendly with the guy you're doing this transaction with, you might swear on his family jewels, right? Testify on his testicles. I swear I will honor this pledge. This is true. And the best body stories are true. And we're going to hear some more body stories, you know, from our fabulous guests, who are the body storytelling tag team, some of whom are down here from San Francisco, and some of here whom are born and bred in L.A. Some are speakeasy favorite regular guests, and some are virgins to our little cathedral of sex. So I want to introduce the virgins first. The leader of the pack, the body storytelling troupe, is Dixie Delator. Welcome to the speakeasy.
Thank you, Dr. Susie.
So, tell me a story.
Tell you a story. My job lately is pretty much finding the dirty storytellers. I come to town, set them up in San Francisco, in Oakland, and in L.A., and give them a theme and let them run loose. And I kind of pepper up the show with more anecdotes. I have to say...
So it's gone from bawdy to dirty, though, I just noticed. Because I thought bawdy had a certain old world...
It does.
...kind of harmlessness, and dirty now. That's getting down.
We're pretty filthy. We did a show last night, and there was a lot of stuff that... What's going on?
Well, it's the storytelling gods just
giving
their 2 cents.
I thought I could say the dirty words on your show, Dr. Susie.
You can.
Okay. We're very dirty. We are where you don't fade out in movies. That's where the interesting part happens. So we keep talking from there. We
All
set
right.
you up with how they met, and then we take you into the bedroom with it and give you every detail you could possibly
wow.
imagine.
So you say you don't tell a total story, but you have an anecdote?
Just, I'm an MC. I give them a theme. I listen to them.
Like what kind of theme?
Well, our theme last night was libertine.
Libertine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very French.
Mm-hmm.
Libertine are what they call swingers, I guess, or échangistes, yeah. But you mean it in the kind of Johnny Depp sense of the word?
Yeah, sexually, morally unrestrained.
I see.
We had a wide range of those last night.
Okay, all right. And what brings you to this calling of body storytelling?
I discovered, you always picture storytelling is going to be that lady, the Native American corn woman with the dream catcher and, you know, in the library, and you're like, that's not interesting to me. And years ago, I went to a storytelling event where people talked about their real lives. That's called personal narrative storytelling. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with it. And every time I went, I listened to people tell stories. And then went outside on the sidewalk and accosted strangers and said, let me tell you a filthy story.
And that got you more audience, probably.
Well, my
sex sells, right?
Yeah, my stories are all filthy.
Good for you. Well, I want to hear one of your stories, but I'm going to introduce some of these other people.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so, you know, get ready.
All right.
Okay, I know all about this guest. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yep, yep. In fact, the whole testicle theme, okay, it's all true about testicles in Testament.
That is true, yeah.
It comes from the first line of your book about how to, the most important thing is how to handle your testicles.
Right.
This is How to Make Love to Adrian Colesbury by Adrian Colesbury. Okay, every man should write a book like this, right?
Exactly, yes.
You know, maybe every woman, too. Maybe everybody should write a book like this to, you know, dispel confusion, because we're so bad at communicating.
Right.
Right. Okay, there you go.
Particularly me. I'm terrible at communicating, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a kind of a science-y guy?
I am a biomedical engineer, like you said.
Wow.
And
you make drugs?
Yes, I work in the pharmaceutical industry making drugs.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're also a comedian.
I did stand up for a while, yeah, a long time, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh, and you wrote this book, and it's very well written. I mean, it sort of seems a little kind of, you know, like a one joke thing, but they've got charts and graphs, and, you know, it does apply in a way. It's like every self-help sex book, in a way, is about how to make love to the person that wrote it. I mean, I can say that from experience, having written one. He just dispenses with the whole the tradition of pretending that you're speaking for everyone, when you're actually really speaking for yourself, which does often apply to a lot of people. And, of course, a lot of what he says applies to a lot of people.
Right. That was a hope, of course, that if you get specific enough, if you dig deep enough for yourself, that you'll hit some universals, at least. And I think you'll hit less universals, actually, if you pretend to be this generalist who's going to scattershot and hit everybody. So.
And speaking of filthy language, by the way.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. But he never, uses filthy language in the pejorative sense. Like, he doesn't call people assholes who are just bad people. He calls, you know, the back door, or, yeah, I guess it's the back door, of your ass an asshole, right?
That's right.
But he uses asshole a lot. You've got a little asshole obsession, don't you?
I do like playing with an asshole. That's it's delightful.
You know, that sounds so funny.
It's unconquerably nasty. I think that's the good thing about playing with someone's asshole.
Unconquerably nasty.
Yeah,
you can't just get used to it.
You can't get the nasty out of it, I don't think. I don't think you can go, ho-hum. Mm. Yeah, I think there's something, yeah.
Okay. Well, do you tell a story about the asshole?
Yes, I could tell a story about the asshole. Do you want a story about the asshole right now?
Sure.
So I was dating this girl, and she's in the book, she's the great one. And I was the very first time I went to touch her asshole, she said to me, her whole body stiffened up, and she said, I just want to tell you right now that your penis is never going in there. And I said, fine, that's totally cool, but can I keep playing with your asshole? Because here's the thing, I think, especially in the porn world, I think women are of the idea that if you touch their asshole at all, 2 seconds later, you're going to be trying to ram your penis in there.
Because that's often been their experience.
In fact, right. There are men who I'm sure do that.
Yes. And they don't make it up out of thin air, these women.
Exactly. No, they're cultured, wise, experienced women who are fearful for cause. But my whole point to this woman and my sales pitch for letting me keep playing with her asshole was just, look, just let's think of other things. Let's think of a list of other things that you would let me do to your asshole. And so she was incredibly nervous and ticklish about her asshole for a very long period of time. But I kept playing with it and going down on her and all that stuff. And it was great because for her it was incredibly unconquerably nasty, which made it even more exciting to do, you know.
You're quite a salesman.
There you go.
I guess a good storyteller has to be a salesman.
A bit, I agree.
You know, and part of communicating about sex for any couple is telling stories so that it's not just all an instruction manual. You know, you have to tell stories. Of course, you have to be careful about that because jealousy can arise. But without the stories, hey, it's just charts and graphs. Okay, well, we're going to hear more stories from you. But I want to have a big round of hello and applause for the wonderful burlesque performer and artist, Malaika Millions.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi, Malaika.
Hi there, honey bunny. Nice to see you again.
Very
in
good
the flesh.
To see you and all of your flesh. Well, I don't quite see all of it, but I see enough that I'm happy.
Good.
So, M.M., are you ready to tell a story?
Sure. I have many. I'm not sure if they're necessarily as nasty. I mean, I suppose, I'm more about
You're feeling
comedy.
Pressure.
No, I'm more about comedy.
Comedy. I think so, that's a part of body, is comedy.
Well, I suppose, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's more tragedy, though.
Yeah.
Especially, that's a body story.
When we want to talk about assholes, you know, we'll come back to Adrian.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I was thinking about it, too, and I was thinking, like, you know, you hear about workplace accidents, but I wonder how much people hear about bed place accidents.
Bed place accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Accidents happening in bed.
Sure,
yes,
or
like
things in bed
losing
causing
a golf ball up your asshole.
Yeah,
I knew we'd come back to assholes.
Okay, so we've probably got that covered then amongst us, yes?
The golf ball? That happened 2 weeks ago. Not the golf ball itself, but someone told a story about that because we were sticking butt plugs up people's assholes and talking about how it's important to have a flared bottom.
And have it come out as fast as possible.
Right. Yeah. But then there's always somebody, because nowadays, you mean, especially among porn stars, they're daredevils. They're all, you know, they're like stunt performers.
Oh yeah.
And so of course there was this lovely young lady whose specialty is sticking golf balls up her asshole and kind of pushing them out. Yeah. And Cara Price. Anyway, we didn't want to demonstrate that on the show because we didn't want to be responsible. We have no insurance for that sort of thing.
Oh,
so
no.
We just had her stick the little butt plug
up
there.
It could have been so cuckorific, though.
I know. But the butt plug looked really great. It was a crystal delight, and it glimmered like a jewel.
Right.
You
would have
liked it.
Putting sun where the sun don't shine.
Mm. So what happened to you?
Oh, golly, which story do I start with? I can tell a better one later. I'll start with the first one.
Start with the short one that you tell sitting here, because then you're going to tell one up here.
Oh, right.
Because I get
lonely.
So
you know how there's a certain amount of athleticism to sex?
Yeah.
Right? Maybe if you haven't stretched or you haven't done that kind of workout before, I finally decided to strap on with my first real lesbian love.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really sweet. She's about 6 foot. Very tall, Amazonian, beautiful, incredible woman. But it was a lot like, we'll say, a Chihuahua trying to get with a Great Dane.
Ooh, that can be hot.
Really quite terrifying. You know, at first, you know, we tried the, like, doggy style, and I was, like, trying to hop, and we couldn't stop laughing. But then, you know, we tried the just normal missionary. It was really great. It was actually going really well.
You're like a jockey on a thoroughbred.
Right?
You know?
It was going so fabulously, and I couldn't believe just the motions and the rhythms of the internal muscles. Everything was so great. And I start wailing. I start going, and she pulls me close to her, and she's thinking I'm orgasming really hard, and then I finally am able to speak, and I'm like, ass cramp, Ass cramp! Ass cramp! Help! Stick your elbow in it! Stick your elbow in it! Quick! And this suddenly terribly intimate moment turned into
dealing with the cramp.
Because there's these muscles I've never used
stick
in my
your
entire
elbow.
Life.
We have to remember that, honey. Okay, go on.
I have so much respect for men. I really do. I have so much respect for what it takes to do that thrusting motion. I mean, Elvis must have had a lot of practice. That's all I gotta say.
Right. Adrian gives a lot of different pointers for how to build up all the muscles to be able to do that position. So you
do
might want to
really?
Read this. Yeah.
Yeah, there's an exercise section. Mm.
Maybe you could demonstrate it for us later.
Because missionary is very hard on a guy, you know. Yeah. But that's because he's supposed to be the aggressive one. Well, I mean, the person in the male position, I don't know, what do you call it? I hate calling it the superior position. The top. Speaking of which, let's get Morgan's microphone on.
No, I'm here. I'm just not close.
Oh, get close.
I'm close now, baby.
Morgan Bailey, welcome back.
Good to be here again.
We love you, Morgan.
I love you all. I love seeing all these familiar faces. Thank you.
Familiar, some new.
Some new faces, too. Mm-hmm. Hi, Dixie.
Hi, Morgan.
I almost thought you were saying hi, Dick, to Adrian.
Hi.
But
I can only refer to you as the asshole guy now.
Oh, nice.
None loose of the testicles. He's got sensitive testicles. You can't squeeze them.
Whose can you squeeze? Well,
some guys.
Never mind.
Oh,
no,
some
I
know some guys
I totally
you can
retract.
Kick.
Seriously.
There are
kick.
all kinds,
I
and they all come
statement.
To the speakeasy, let me tell you.
I believe
we
that.
We had one guy who was here with Axel Braun.
He was named Axel Rose.
Well, I didn't. But anyway, you know who Axel Braun is?
I do.
Of course. Lossie Braun's son. No, people don't know that. But he is Lossie Braun, the great sexual revolutionary son. And he is also an award-winning everything. Vivid director. Not is it Vivid? Yeah.
Vivid. All kinds of.
Yeah, he wins a lot of AVN awards.
A lot of AVN awards.
Parodies. But he came with this fabulous 19-year-old porn star named Shayna Knight. And this guy named Brother Love, and Shayna was all over Brother Love, would do anything for him, but he could not get hard. Could not. And he finally admitted that he needed her to...
Put it up the butt.
No.
Oh.
Kick him in the balls.
Oh, yeah, we're back on that, yeah.
Yeah. Kick him in the balls. I know. It's painful even to think about. So I'll try to tell this quickly. So anyway, so she couldn't do it, no matter how hard she tried. And then this big linebacker woman. Oh, of course, I tried too, but I'm a little monkey, you know, a little jockey like you. So I couldn't hit very hard. But then this big woman from, I don't know, Orange County.
An Orange County real estate agent.
Real estate agent. Gigantic. And she kicked off her shoes, and she just pow'd that guy. And wouldn't you know, but his cock just sprung up. Oh, yeah. And he just got hard and excited and came all over her big foot.
Wow.
Anyway, they're all kinds.
Wow. All over her big foot.
Yes.
By the way, we have a foot fetishist on the phone if you want to talk
really?
To him. He has a fetish for his sister's feet.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You want to try You want to try and say hello to him?
That's
okay.
Tough.
Then we'll have
his
Morgan
sister's.
Tell a story.
Yes.
And
let's see what we got going.
John Smith. What a name. John Smith. Speak for yourself, John.
Oh, we just lost him. I just lost him.
Oh, forget you, John.
He might be on the other line. He
John,
might
John.
Be on the other line.
All right.
Okay.
I'll give you another chance, John.
So, go ahead.
Okay, so go ahead.
Me?
Go ahead.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, you guys are putting me in the... Now
do you need a dip for that?
Everyone else kind of got, like, slowly introduced to their story.
Now, Morgan is a fantastic storyteller. We've heard so many stories from you, so we want to hear one more.
I had one for the body storytelling, which I was not able to go to last night. So I'm sorry if you missed me and I wasn't there, but...
I missed you. Let's hear it now, though.
But wait. Is this the long one?
No. This is actually one that... This is on...
Because we want the long one. We want you to come up here.
You want the short one now.
The short one, because we're still in.
I'm listening. I am. So we're talking about losing things of people's butts. And it reminded me of a really funny, quick little story.
Oh, yeah.
God, this was a long time ago. I don't even want to say how old I was, but... It was in the time of we got a webcam at my house.
Sounds totally legal.
like I said, we won't mention when it happened, but I just discovered webcamming and chatting and all this, and I had the house to myself. So I was living with my parents, obviously, at the time. And I had these anal beads, and they were the coolest things ever. So I got myself in front of the computer, and it was at my mom's desk. This is so awkward. But I had my feet up like this, you know, and I was in the private chat room, and I had my feet up, and I'm sitting there, and this guy says to me, he's like, do you have any toys? And I said, I do. And I grabbed my little toy, and I was playing with it and playing with it, and I was going deeper with it. And I was, you know, I was experimenting with my butt, my asshole at that time.
Did you have tits yet?
No, I was.
Oh, no.
I was young.
Ooh.
And so I had this guy, though, that I was talking to from Canada. He's one who, that's why I got the webcam. So I'm sitting there, and I'm going at it, and I'm going at it, and I got these toys in there. And I went a little too far, and I lost the anal beads.
Oh, and it wasn't the guy with the string on the end that
you
could
pull out? No, it was the silicone one with the hook on the end, you know, that you can hold on to.
But you lost the hook.
Well, the biggest ball went in, and so, yeah, I lost the whole thing in there.
Woo!
So there I am with my legs up in the air, and I forget that I'm on webcam because we're going at it, and he's just typing, and I'm freaking out. So here I am, and I'm up there, and I got my hand up my ass, and that was the first time I think I ever fisted myself. I was sitting in that chair and not even thinking about the webcam in front of me, but just going here and trying to get those anal beads out.
Mm.
And then when I finally got them out, I looked up, and there was pain, you know, words, and he thought I was going at this fucking, you know, he thought I was just going at it, you know, and trying to fist myself for him.
Aww.
When in fact, I was, you know, I was in a moment.
Searching.
Searching. Scared and searching. And, you know, at any moment, anyone could have came home and found me in my vulnerable situation.
Wow.
So,
that's hot.
It was, I thought, yeah, now looking
back. Looking back, you know, the best bodiest stories are the ones that maybe aren't so,
you know, I
great when
I
they're happening, but later.
I haven't thought about that for so long until now, and the fact that it happened to me when I was so young makes me realize what a freak I am and how long I've been at being a freak, too, and I really like that.
Uh-huh.
So,
see, telling stories helps you discover your sexual
self. It helps you remember,
self.
Too. It does.
Yes, and what a freak you are.
Your foot
I
fetish.
I think you should call that my own midnight expedition.
Midnight expedition.
My foot fetish is there.
Midnight evacuation.
All right, let's put him on.
John?
Hello?
John?
Hello. Hey, John.
Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. So I'm playing with my feet.
Nice.
Cool. What do you have a foot fetish, is that right?
Yeah.
Did you have a question about that or a story?
It's for his sister.
Story.
Ooh. A story. Okay. Tell us the story. A body foot story.
Well, I'm 21 and my older sister's 26.
Mm.
And ever since I was growing up, she would always when I was 6 years old, she would shove her feet in my face and stuff. So I guess that kind of led to my
She shoved her feet in your face. All in good fun. All in good sisterly fun,
yeah.
I'm sure. But little did she know she was giving you a fetish.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were molested by your little sister.
Well, now, don't use the M word about that.
Well, I'm just saying.
You know, she's just sticking her feet in his face.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
we were playing around.
And she was six, and how old were you?
No, I was six.
You were six. And how old was she?
She was 11, I guess.
11.
An older woman.
Yeah. Older woman, I see.
Yeah.
Mm. So you developed a love for feet in your face?
Yeah,
or your sister?
And,
well, actually, it's probably better that you developed a love for feet than for your sister. I mean, erotic love for feet than for your sister. So, you know, you're blessed because you'd be all messed up if you were after your sister, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so you just like feet, which is cool. We all like feet.
Yeah. The only problem is, even if, when I was, 16 and stuff, I would go in her bed and when she was sleeping and kind of suck her toes and stuff in her sleep.
Oh, you're a naughty boy. You don't do that anymore, right?
No.
When did you stop?
Probably when I was 18.
Okay, just a couple years ago. And now, did you stop because one of you left the house?
Yeah, but I knew it was
okay, wrong. So what if somebody comes back? Are you going to do it again?
No.
Okay. Because, you know, people might misunderstand the innocence of your toe-sucking of your sister.
Wow.
So, you know, I would advise you to stop sucking your sister's toes and find someone whose toes you can suck.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, this is Katie Kinn saying hello. Okay, we're going to introduce you in a little while, but hey, butt in. I mean, foot in. Yeah, other girls like to have their toes sucked. And he doesn't want those, though. He doesn't want another girl. He wants his sister. You know, I was congratulating him.
You screwed up his whole story.
How dare you?
Can you please stop suggest?
Well, you know, I mean, I was congratulating him that, you know, he just had a foot fetish and not a sister fetish.
We're laughing with you, not at you, baby.
Yeah. Well, maybe his sister walked in. Right.
Could be.
Possibly. Right. Okay. So, anyway, I'll give out the number because you can call us if you want, just like John did. But, you know, don't hang up. Our number is 1-866-289-7068. You can call that number from anywhere in America. And if you're in Paris or Buenos Aires or Baghdad,
Pakistan.
We have a lot of viewers in Pakistan.
You know, actually, we have a lot of viewers in Pakistan.
Okay.
We have a lot.
Let me get out the number before you give a speech.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. 213-670-0066. That's just our regular number. You have to, you know, use whatever long distance carrier you have. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So I just want to say hello to all of our listeners.
In Pakistan.
All over the world.
All over the
in
world.
In Israel.
Saudi Arabia.
In Pakistan. You know what's funny? I go and look and see what they're all doing. The Pakistanis and the Muslims.
He looks and sees what
the
pages
religious
they're on.
And the Christians. And they're all looking at squirting.
Oh.
All over the fucking world.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they're
looking
at squirting.
Because they want to learn. Everyone wants to learn. That's part of the Arab Spring.
And that's why I always say, we are the Arab Spring.
Right. Spring
and
showers.
That's really what they
want
to see.
This is Arab Spring showers. Right. That's the next thing after the Arab Spring is Arab Spring showers.
Next week.
Okay.
We get
next week, Dumay is coming. Lots of squirting. Oh, yeah. She's getting ready. Yeah. Drinking lots of fluids.
I'm a huge fan.
Of squirting. We should be here.
She's
bring
great.
Bring your galoshes.
She did 27 squirts.
Last time.
One after the other.
Spring showers.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be...
I have high-heel leopard print galoshes. I think I will wear them.
Yes, absolutely. That would be very nice. Yes, we're going to have a Midsummer Night's Wet Dream. Okay, so now we have an announcement.
We do?
Well, this is the story, a love story.
Oh, okay.
A love story, a romance in the making. And, of course, it's headed to the altar, so we don't know what's going to happen.
You
know
I mean, you're going to have more
babies.
It
could be the beginning or it could be the end. But they're getting married.
Who?
Katie Kinn and Mona Sanoy. Yay!
Oh.
Come on now.
All right.
Yes, he popped the question. What was it?
Tell
Two
us the
weeks
story.
Ago?
He popped it.
Go ahead.
Popped it. That sounds like a cherry.
The story.
Tell the story.
Oh, so I,
Well, maybe you should start with quick meeting, and then...
Who's telling this story here? They're already married. They're already telling each other how to tell things.
It'll probably be me telling the story, and then Katie doing commentary.
Okay. That sounds good.
So we've been going to this, like, YMCA family camp for years and years. Like, almost 2 decades for me, I think. It's like this, you know, every summer type thing. And we've kind of known of each other. We kind of, like, different age... cohorts, almost, I guess, and then last year was the first time we really hung out together, and, you know.
And I wanted his dick bad, so I just kind of, like, stalked him.
This
for
is
the
body
week.
Part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just stalked him for the whole week until he finally figured out that I liked him.
How did you know you wanted his dick?
Yeah,
did you see his dick?
Well, no. Well, I had, like he said, we've been going there for many years, so, like, when I was, like, you know, 16, 17, you know, I had a crush on him. I thought he was cute because, you know, there's the camp boys, and you see him every year. It's the same group of people who go every year. So I already had thought he was cute, and it just so happened that I was single that year, and he was there. So I was like, hey.
Well, that's how it started out.
Yeah, that's how it started out for me. I just needed dick, you know, whole week without.
You needed dick, and you got marriage.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wasn't looking for a boyfriend either at the time. But anyways, continuing with your story. So we met up at camp.
And started dating and started attending the Dr. Susie show. And
started doing all sorts of fun things together.
Attending the Dr. Susie show, that'll put you on the road. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like
no
church,
good.
I think. It's what we do instead of church.
Right, because if you stay here, you can't get up for church the next day.
Yeah, so. There's no way we're getting up for right. church.
Where do we go from here? So a year later, we're back at camp.
By the way, you should get married here, too, because I'm a minister, Universal Life Church. Got a card.
Yeah, well, we already have our place booked for where we're getting married.
Katie's so. Very well, specific taste.
I'm insulted.
Well, I mean,
you just finished saying speakeasy was church.
Oh,
and you're not okay. even going to get married here?
You
should have another sorry. Marriage.
It's not Katie's church, it's mine.
Oh.
But so, anyway, continue the story. So, okay. a year later, we're back at camp. And Bob gets sick our first day there.
It might have been food poisoning. It was pretty terrible.
Wait a second. Camp Bob food. Is Mona. We have to explain that. Because
oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, I have a real name, too.
Right.
I guess Bob
well,
is
what
the
only
do part.
We use here?
Mona is just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because, you know, we're very limited in our brain capacity. So, we don't like to have
yeah,
to
Mona's
think of
Mona's fine.
Names.
Sorry. So,
yeah.
So he got sick the first day, which was just joyful, and I got to take care of him instead of enjoy my vacation, but hey, you know.
Well, did you get to take care of his dick?
No, he was throwing up. It was bad. It was bad.
Now, if it was his dick that was throwing up, that would have been good.
That was later after I got well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so then we sang A Whole New World at karaoke, and then... So anyways, Bob had this proposal planned. Go ahead. And
okay, well, I had this proposal planned where I was going to do a skit with my brother and friends, this kind of skit we'd done for, you know, a couple years in a row, and they were, like, not interested at all because I kind of didn't tell them about it, and Katie had to tell them about it, and she thought that they knew already. It was really embarrassing. I'm not very good with communication sometimes.
That's why you're a writer.
Exactly. Well, it's the oral communication that's difficult.
So, I've seen you do some oral communication. You were pretty good at that.
No comment. So instead, I kind of had to go it alone, and I wasn't sure what to do. So I signed up for the campfire, which is like, you know, this nightly, you know, everyone gets together at the campfire and sings songs and does skits and tells jokes. So I signed up for a magic trick, and Katie saw that I had signed up and was like, you know, you don't know.
He doesn't know any magic tricks.
Yeah, so she was kind of like, what the heck? So I did a magic trick. I had a deck of cards. I asked for volunteers. And, you know, the kids all wanted to be volunteers. But I picked Katie. Said, hi, miss.
And
you know, what's your name?
I had already been a volunteer for another skit. So
I had her pick a card and close her eyes. And then I, you know, put my finger up to my mouth to have the audience be quiet and whipped out the ring and knelt down and had her open her eyes. And she was... mildly surprised.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's quite a magic trick.
Yeah.
That's very cute.
Yeah, I was waiting for everyone's, like, oohs and ahs to, like, prepare me, but he did his little shh thing.
Silenced them.
So I did not, when I opened my eyes, I was, like, I was expecting, but I was, like, not expecting.
Aw, that's very cute.
Yeah.
That's very cute. Okay, well, many more cute moments and a great marriage to you.
I know, it's just sick, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Everyone's like, that throwing up thing.
No, super wholesome. All the sexy stuff.
Oh, okay, well, if you want a better story, I have better ones.
Well, I'm sure you do.
Okay.
And we will get to your better stories. We're going to get to everyone's better stories. Because, you know, I think we've introduced most of our main guests here. But it's agua time, right? Now, I know
Yay.
That if I want to have sex with you, I shouldn't get you drunk. But I'm not going to have sex with you. So
you did your work,
it's okay.
Ma'am.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Does he have sex with people who don't get him drunk?
Well, he has sex with a lot of people, according to his book. I don't know if he still does, but the book is...
Well, he's an engineer.
Yeah, but, I mean...
I've never had sex with him.
He has a very good job.
And he's very good at explaining that there's different types of sex that you can have, and they don't all require use of that marvelous member that might be disturbed by a little drunkenness.
What are you talking about?
The oral
penis?
Sex, right. Oh, the marvelous member, that's the penis, yes. That
that's
member.
Why God made dildos, honey. Right.
Well, yes.
That works.
That
or,
can work.
Or pocket rockets.
That's why I'm saying that, you know, the drunkenness is not a deal breaker.
Right.
It's just not going to get you the organ itself. Unless.
The organ.
Okay, so here we go. Wait. Whoa. There's a ritual.
You have to lick
There's
it off.
Story.
Spit it back in.
There's a story. No.
I'm sorry. That
was
rude.
You do that. That was.
Intolerably
that was,
rude.
And that's totally against
you. You asshole.
This
is such an asshole. It's true.
About how polite you are.
After their wholesome story, how could I be such a complete asshole?
Okay.
You wrote the book on it, baby.
True.
All right, now, there's a ritual to agua coca leaf liqueur. By the way, let's give a hand for my lovely assistant, Pam. Okay, now, agua coca leaf liqueur is legal, okay, but it is made from the coca leaf, and which makes it very tasty. And there's a ritual to drinking it, which is that you pour this lime salt onto the body part.
Boobies.
Of a friend. Yeah, boobies is usually the best body part for that. It's a good surface. But, you know, I mean, we the asshole is another body part. Right.
That's where he's going.
You know, there's all kinds of body parts you could put them on. And you know, you sprinkle the salt, and then you take a good lick, and then you take a shot. So...
You can borrow my asshole if you like.
I love the look on Adrian's face, like, holy shit.
Katie would like to give her asshole.
I say do it, baby.
She would like to donate her asshole, I should say.
I donate mine, but it's out of order right now.
Your asshole's out of order. That's because you got fisted so many times today,
Three times, I saw on your Twitter. Wow.
Slow day.
Well, today.
I told you not to wear yourself out with all that fisting.
Woo! I'm here, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
My hair is a little disheveled, but I'm here.
All right, so you have your choice. Boobies, you know, assholes. I mean, you could show us how conservative you are and lick it off of someone's wrist. You know. But it's
I
up
think
to
that'd
you.
Be lovely, though. The wrist is really sensitive.
Oh, Malaika, you're so romantic. But they say that they're filthy. I heard that they were filthy.
If you're Republican, you can do it in the closet.
Right.
Okay, maybe we should have Katie and Mona give a demonstration.
Yeah, do it off the asshole, Katie.
Yeah.
And the sweaty brow.
Yeah, okay.
It's true.
Because they've done it many times.
It's a little hotter in here.
Okay. All right, now, here we go.
We'll have Mona go first.
He's going to lick the salt off of Katie. I think we might as well get the titties out, regardless of whether he's going to lick it off your titties or your asshole. Very nice black bra. Ooh, what does this get up? Is this some sort of a pantyhose thing going on? Yeah? Underneath? I'm not sure what that is, but it's very nice. Okay.
Cutest Spanx ever.
And nice boobies. Katie's got some nice natural... D's, I guess?
No.
Double D?
No, they're C's.
They're a C? They're all right. Well, yeah.
It was so great finally getting them after so many years of not having any.
They're natural.
Sounds like you bought them somewhere, but they are natural.
Yes,
as your fiancé attests.
You know, I used to be really, really tiny, so I had really, really tiny breasts. And then once I gained some weight, I got some boobs. And
there
I actually knocked over a drink at a bar once, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, they're new. And the guy looked at me weird, and I was like, no, I don't mean like I just got them. I like, they just grew.
Right.
I've done that myself. It's a great feeling.
That's a good
story.
Yeah,
it is, it is.
To knock over a drink with your tits.
Yeah, and to be able to tell your three older brothers who used to call you craters, like, what up now, bitches?
I bet Dixie...
craters no longer.
I bet Dixie could knock over a martini pitcher.
Yep, probably so.
All right, Mona.
Yeah.
It's you to show the ritual.
All right, you've got to show the ritual. And
know your shots.
Yeah. Lean your head back, Katie. Look like you're into it.
No, he loves drinking.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And down that. And we have the agua
and voila.
Shot. Okay, voila. No big deal. It's just a lovely little moment in speakeasy traditions. Yes, Morgan.
I want to see Morgan do it.
What? Yes, it is.
Well, I guess you are the
unsuspecting victim. What happened
to
my turn?
Okay, off of my little bug bite, okay? I think the salt will be good for it.
Where are we doing it here? We're doing it on the inner thigh. The inner thigh is kind of nice. Yeah, oh, look at those great legs. Yeah, inner thigh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very nice point and the traditional fetishy black high heels.
I feel like I'm doing a bump.
Now,
you kinda
we
are.
Have a pharmaceutical guy here, but that doesn't mean you should talk about other kinds of drugs.
I'm talking about mine. I've got my own thing here.
Okay, here we go. And a good lick. Oh, she's licking the inner thigh of Malaika like an instrument. I'm half
suck
expecting music
out,
to
okay?
come out of there.
That's good medicine.
That's
right
pretty.
There.
That's pretty sexy, man.
That is.
Okay. You mean no? Yeah. Control table is shaking. Master control is about to go down.
Okay. Who's next? Who's next?
I am.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Oh yeah.
You gonna lick it off his dick? After all, his dick is a theme tonight.
Oh.
Have you proposed marriage to him yet?
I was thinking Morgan,
you don't have to lick it off him. You can lick it off me. It's okay.
Yeah, that's what I was...
Okay, you're going to lick it off.
They're going to be licking each other for a long time, honey.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Okay,
variety is in need. Well, on my end, anyway.
Polly. Polly,
you
want to...
lick me, honey?
Oh, lick her somewhere good.
Actually...
somewhere nasty.
Well, I love her breasts.
Okay.
They're beautiful.
All right.
I thought maybe you liked my asshole.
I thought so, too. I thought the asshole. And she's had some work done on her asshole today. So it could probably use a little licking, but the titties come out. Okay.
I thought it was going to be plastic surgery on her asshole.
Mm.
Both titties.
You want both?
Well, yeah, because I'm on this side and I can't see that one. This storytelling is show and tell, right? Okay, there we go. Mm. Nice, very nice. And there's a nice big lick from Katie Kins of the Morgan titties. Mm-hmm. Did she do that well, Morgan?
It was amazing.
Okay, who's next? Who's next?
Malaika. What's going on with you?
Yeah.
You got done, but you didn't do.
Oh. Dixie is like a facilitator.
Yeah. I am.
She's
a provoker.
Okay, you could say that. I was trying not to be rude like...
Oh, indeed, like me.
So, well...
I say, Adrian, it's your call. You can lick it off my nipple or I can lick it off your nipple. Pick one.
I like those choices.
I have to say, I'm semi-contractually obligated not to lick another woman's
nipple.
Oh, okay. How about yours? But she could lick yours.
Can I lick yours?
I will let you lick mine, because that seems like a wholesome camp activity, actually. Yeah.
It is. That's one of the themes tonight. Wholesome
and
camp activities.
It's made from the cocoa powder. It's totally innocent.
Yeah, it's completely innocent.
This is actually salt. It's very innocent.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Exactly.
Okay, so here we go. So you have to open up that.
You're
going
to have to pull it out. Come
shirt.
On.
No.
Get those things out here.
All right.
I do have man boobs. So
right.
That makes
you
sense.
Have man boobs.
I love moves.
Oh, please.
Open up.
Please.
Loosen the tile.
Oh, you know
I
what?
Got,
yeah.
I got man boobs, too.
Nice, I know.
When you get old, you
how
get
do
man
you know?
Boobs.
No, we're gentlemen of experience.
What is that? Wow. Your bra there? What is that thing?
This is my my cravat.
Oh, your
my cravat.
Oh,
exactly.
Excuse me.
There. All right.
A friend of mine owns moobfight.com, where you have man boob. Which one do you like?
This is the winner. Oh wow! I'll have to send in some photography of myself. All right, man.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay,
photography.
Like Superman now. Open it up.
There we go. All right.
You do have moobs. They're nice.
Yeah. Oh, they're nice.
What are you, like a B cup?
I think I'm a B. What would you say?
Yeah.
That's a B32.
Fantastic.
A36.
I like to call it a triple A.
Oh, a triple. Oh, nice.
Since you've already hit yours, I'm going to use it as a fluid to make it stick.
Okay, nice. There we go. All right.
Okay.
Very good.
Go.
Very good.
I
it's
can
like
see.
A artsy craft.
Oh, sorry.
Lean back. Lean back.
I'm going to lean back. Luxuriate.
Lean back.
Back.
Luxuriate.
Dixie is not shy with the salt.
Okay, there we go. I like salt a lot.
It's, yeah. It's really tasty.
Requires more
I like boys and I like salt.
Maybe a little sucking.
All right.
Here we go. I'm Dixie sleeping. De La Tour licking the man boobs of Adrian Colesberry.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah, with a little flicker of the tongue.
Now, is that in your book? Did she do it right?
Mm. Oh, yeah, she did that. Yeah, she did that lovely. If only I could write a separate chapter now.
The sequel.
See, now the sweaty brow is really happening.
I know, I know. I get nervous. I sweat. My glasses are steaming up. You've steamed up my glasses.
They totally did. Look at his glasses.
Yeah, look.
They're
look.
Steamed
Can you
up.
Get my glasses?
Good.
There you go. That's the magic of live internet.
But you should try this. It's really good.
Well, okay. Now it's your turn.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to be demure and take it from your wrist. Aww.
Your story last night was about... way more extreme stuff
it's
than
true.
The wrist.
It's true. Oh, you have delightfully showy veins.
Mm. He's a pharmaceutical expert, so.
Or a vampire.
He's going to do a blood draw on me.
He did that so quick. Is that how you have sex, Mr. Colesberry?
With your face?
Well, that was delicious. I was trying to be efficient with the salt.
Mm, I see. And try to do it fast so your wife wouldn't see?
No. it's not going on the internet or anything. So.
When you get home with all that salt down your pants, though, right. She's going to be a little suspicious.
Nobody's watching. Don't worry about it.
No, thank you. Just the Pakistanis.
Don't button it up. Oh,
okay.
Relax.
Okay.
Relax.
It's all right. It's a good lesson.
I have a good 70s
a good
feel going on.
Yeah, right. You're at a disco.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, it's hot. Okay, so Malaika.
I'm really turned on by his brain. So I think the sweaty brow is really...
Oh, you're going to put the salt on his brain.
You're not going to need anything to stick that
no,
to.
No, it's true, because I'm sweating my balls off over here.
All right. That shows some interest, definitely. She's going to lick your sweat.
The whole thing.
All right, let's just make sure not to get it in the
you
eyes.
You ever get a sweaty butt?
Right, there
don't shoot.
He was also telling us last night at the show how beautiful his ball sack is.
Oh, can we see that?
I love
that
poetry.
That was ironic.
Back to that testicle, testify, testament theme. Okay. Took a little lick off the forehead.
Huzzah.
Also kind of quick, but...
Huzzah.
Yeah. Sante bonheur. And now he's getting a bonheur, I'm sure.
I think I feel smarter already.
Oh, delightful.
How's your partner going to feel about that? Was that within the bounds of your relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you married? Or are you?
I'm married.
Partner, actual marriage.
We just had a kid.
Second marriage.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Because the first one was pretty horrific.
It was not nice. It was not pleasant.
We know all about that.
Yes,
read
indeed.
Your book.
Yes.
There's nothing you can tell us.
Now. No.
But perhaps there is, because this book was written in 2009, so now we're ready for new stories. Okay, now that we've got everyone liquored up, right?
And okay, so you've got our friend from Kansas City.
Kansas City?
Yeah.
If he has a story to tell, there won't be time for anyone else to tell stories.
It's Robert McQueen.
Okay.
So, Robert, you hang on now, because we're going to talk to you in a little bit, okay?
Right.
And you've got 30 minutes left.
Right. So now I'm ready for like a more substantial story. Who's got one?
How about trauma drama?
Yeah. Come on up.
Let's get the
microphone. Yeah, this is now a little more. We want to watch you wobble up on the stairs in your cute high heels.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get the microphone over here. Yeah, this is now.
She's so sexy.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Oh, I know. Just classic beauty.
Yes. I love that dress.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I bet it would look great on the floor.
Love those stockings.
I love trauma drama, too.
Right, put that down. They're not a sponsor. Hi, darling.
Hold it.
Oh, wait. I think I have to get on this side.
No, that's
yes,
right.
Because
you're right.
No, not there.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm planning a little fundraising in the next little while. I don't know when I'll get it together, but... I'm thinking it'll be something like Sex Kitten with Broken Pussy. Pay attention, watch out. Hopefully somebody wants to help.
Okay.
Okay, so I created, you saw some of my performance art last time I was on the show.
It was amazing.
Did the face birthing poster, people stick their face and head through and whatever.
I love that, I love that piece.
I didn't get to do that.
I know, it was too bad, we'll bring it back sometime.
Okay.
So I did that as a celebratory thing because I was, well, I was throwing out the uterus with the bathwater, and it was on my birthday party called Happy Birthday Fuck Uterus. So for years I've had this weird condition.
Artist, yeah,
this very, very sad condition. I don't know, endometriosis, which is now turned into a pelvic, well, too many muscles, basically. I'm just too strong inside. And
The Kegel muscles are too strong.
Yeah, the whole pelvic floor area is, like, too super overly developed. Like, if I could do a strongman competition, I think I would win it.
Is that related to vaginismus?
No, I don't know. That's
a
different.
Clenching
that's something
that
else,
prevents
I think.
Intercourse.
No. It doesn't prevent. But it does kill.
Ah.
And that's where I'm going with this.
Men, guard your organs.
Other than that.
So I basically went about 6 years not having sex with boys, you know, because it can be very complicated. And, you know, even actually now to this day, you know, I try it. And penetration is a beautiful thing, right? I mean, it's kind of there. It's like,
amen,
you know,
and
puzzle
women.
Pieces.
We like it.
And
it's
unfortunately,
not the only thing, but it's a good thing.
It can land me in the ER and even go on IV morphine. But this is the thing. It was beautiful. It had been 6 years since I'd wanted to engage or been willing to try to go there. I met the most hilarious, beautiful person, beautiful human being. Made me laugh. Like, you know how they say orgasms are the, you know, most fun you can have without laughing? Well, I swear to God, I had the best orgasms without even having sex. I mean, this person would make me laugh so hard, I would come all over my body. It was just incredible. Ended up becoming intimate. Totally didn't think so. You know, I'd been, you know, lesbian for so long. It was a beautiful experience. It was, you know, like souls uniting or something like that. It was really weird. It totally blindsided me. We're having this wonderful evening. He must have come like 5 times. I remember at one point, his eyes were rolling back in his head, and he was going, "Oh my God, what are you doing to me?" Because, you know, it's like a protective mechanism too, I guess. And the weird thing is, if anybody's brain should have ended up bleeding, it should have been mine, because it's kind of easy to handle the pain better if you're, like, not really breathing, which is really enjoyable sexually, right? I'm sure you guys talked previously about it.
The breath play thing scares me. Don't try it at home, but people tried it last week on the show. That was what Orpheus Black was doing.
It was the most beautiful,
choking?
Beautiful. It was just completely controlled, though, on my part. Except the awful part is he ended up needing brain surgery. Yeah. I remember meeting the next day in the ER, and because his friend calls me up and is like, "Did he do any drugs?" And I'm like, no drugs whatsoever.
I don't know if this is a body story.
Mm-hmm.
It actually is.
Yeah.
This is not all
so
our
I show up and
brain
I,
surgery. Though.
Yeah,
is,
yeah.
Is
his
he okay?
Whole entire brain
I want to know
was
if we're
bleeding.
Allowed to laugh.
Well, this is the funny thing. And so I go up to the doctor and I'm like, "Can I talk to you a second over here?" I'm like, "Okay, so we had a lot of sex last night. I don't know, maybe it causes dehydration. Do you think maybe that's what it was?" And they're like, "Well, you know, maybe, but that wouldn't really cause it." And I'm like, "Well, I also have this problem with my Kegels and my muscles squeeze really hard. Is it possible it was mind-blowing sex? Did I fuck his brains out? I'm just feeling really terrible right now. I was literally freaking out." And he was fine. He got the brain surgery.
Oh, okay,
and he survived.
We can all laugh.
Everything.
She fucked his brains out.
Yeah, it was all terribly fine. But the funny thing is, a couple months later, I met somebody who was a brain surgeon, actually, and told them the story. And I said, "Do you think this could have caused it?" And the guy actually confirmed for me. He was like, "Well, you know, if he had this thing going on in his head and you don't know about it your whole life, yeah, if somebody squeezed on a man's cock like that hard and that, you know, all night long and that regular..." So the next time I fooled around, I couldn't actually. I kept freaking out with these panic attacks going, "Your heart is beating really fast. Are you okay? Are you going to die?" Yeah, I don't know. I suppose I'm really hoping at some point I could fix it, because I'm terrified.
I've heard of man-eating pussies before.
Yeah. My friend turned to me. He said, "I have a real mythical snapper. Real life mythical snapper right here. It's kind of like unicorns." And yeah.
Enter at your own risk.
Exactly, exactly. I almost think I should do, like, you know, sign a waiver or something. If
make them
to.
Sign a waiver.
Yeah, they have to.
I
want to
try this
business. Okay, Morgan.
Well, all I can say is...
Morgan's an adventurer.
I've actually said it multiple times. I guess I'm saying it now publicly. But I think I would fuck the person who could cure my condition. Definitely. So I'm going to do a little fundraiser.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be really great. But until then... yuck, 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 yuck. Har, 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 har.
You mean cure your condition through
danger
fucking?
Puss? Well, I don't know. I suppose lately I've been trying physio where, you know, they actually have to reach inside and massage. And it's a little bit like massaging a third-degree burn, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, so. With Kegel exercises, there's two parts. There's the squeeze and there's the release. Mm-hmm. Are you, like, really good at the squeeze and you can't do
just,
the release?
Yeah, it just squeezes.
Just squeeze. And so do you practice releasing? Do you practice Kegels where you really consciously release or by yourself?
Sure, I've got a crystal wand and everything.
Yeah, but when
now
you're with a guy...
Now we sound like unicorns again.
when you're with a guy, you can't release?
Well, it's just... Yeah, it's not really good. It's very painful. It's really painful. Mm. I'm so sexually frustrated. I'm, you know, just so like... Somebody make it better. I said to my doctor specialist, aww. I was like, if I could just have 5 years while I'm still young and sexy and I can enjoy as much sex as I possibly could, you know, that would be really beautiful.
No, I have one serious question. Do you have this when you're alone? When you're alone with your magic wand?
All the time. It's always, always.
Okay.
Even I have to limit how much I ride my motorbike. And I love my motorbike. I mean, it's the best 5G vibrator a girl could have.
Mm.
But then if it goes too much, and then everything just goes... And I have to hold my friend's hands really tight sometimes.
Maybe you need to hold a snake.
Mm. Hi there, snake. Nice to see you again. You're shedding. You're molting. How's that
a little
feel?
Bit. She shed mostly, so
she's
good.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyways, so the moral of the story is careful about danger pusses.
Mm.
Yeah. I have an even better story, though.
Okay.
Susie,
okay.
You've got...
Here's one
I only
more
have a few
story.
More minutes.
You have about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Really fast.
Okay, really fast.
So the last time I had actually a relationship with a man, we had an unspoken competition between us. The entire relationship is who could say the most ridiculous thing ever at the most random moment. Like, I met his friend, and it was Duncan Lowe. And as his friend walked away, and I was like, oh, it sounds like a midget basketball player. It was just stupid shit like that. We're constantly cracking each other up. Huh. So this one time we're in this intimate moment. I'm laying on my back. He's over me. And I remember him saying, on your face. He insists, he didn't say on your face, but he said, can I come on you? And I looked up and I said, sure, why not? Everybody else does. And he went, honey.
Aww.
I officially won. That's my body story.
Yay, and his dick.
You're a great storyteller.
Yeah, you should do it at the body. Mm-hmm. All right, so very good. Thank you, MM. And do we have another story? Story? Story?
I can tell them.
Come on up.
Great shot.
Let's see. You can take... Where's the microphone? Do you want to stand or you want to sit? Either way.
I'll sit.
Okay.
So, I'm often invited as a unicorn to swinger parties.
All right.
And I went to a swinger party and walked in and ran into someone I knew from my social circle just by email in the sex party world.
Mm.
I'm like, I know you. He goes, I know you. He goes, I want to introduce you to my bride. She's here at the party. We're monogamous. And I'm like, that's interesting. You're monogamous and you're at a sex party. He goes, yes. And he tells me all about their courtship, takes me in, introduces me to her. And she's laying there, beautiful leopard outfit, leopard heels. And she's laid back. We're having a great time, great conversation. I'm so glad you're here. We weren't hitting it off with anybody at this party. I'm like, me either. And they said, you know, the party's winding down and we're getting a little tired. Do you want to go home with us? I'm like, you know, I really feel like talking, and I don't want to go home. Let's go home and talk some more. And they're like, yes. I realize about that time they're on ecstasy, and I hadn't picked up on that.
That's good to know.
I thought
good
it was I thought
the
it
pharmaceutical
was
guy laughed really hard on that one. Yeah.
I thought it was me. I was a little disappointed.
Mm.
But they took me back to their house, and they're like, you know, this place is enormous. It costs a fortune to keep warm, so just come on back to the bedroom. They put me on the giant four-poster bed. She lays back, and I'm looking at her feet in those heels, and I realize that those things look like a lot to walk in. And she sinks back, and I pull her heels off, and people on ecstasy like to have their feet rubbed, right?
Sure, sure. Hear that, John Smith? Find a woman
and
on
your
ecstasy.
Sister?
Yeah.
No. Shrimping.
Not your sister,
dot
please.
Com, I'm telling you.
Don't put ecstasy in her coffee and then suck her toes. Come on.
It's getting better every minute, isn't it? So he's bopping around, he's lighting candles, and I haven't really realized I'm being picked up yet. I kind of thought we were talking.
And they,
were on ecstasy, they were talking a lot, so right. I was like, let's keep talking.
But you met them at a sex party.
I know, I'm kind of stupid sometimes. I didn't realize. And then they, you know, I'm sitting next to her, I'm like, oh my God, I love having my feet rubbed, and I know that you'll love it right now. So I start rubbing her feet, and he plops down next to her, and he goes, oh my God, so here's the deal. We're monogamous, so that means I can't have sex with you. But I want to watch you fist her, and then I want you to sit on her face.
Okay.
And then I want to fuck her, and I'm sorry, I really can't fuck
monogamy
you.
Monogamy has a very elastic definition.
It does.
It does. I mean, Dan Savage says that now we should call it monogamish, really.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not so strict. It's, you know, it includes fisting and what have you. So, yeah, there you go. Right.
Yeah.
And you did all that.
No, no.
Oh.
I realized that I was in over my head. I wasn't planning on doing that. I hadn't discussed that with my partner. Mm. So I was like, and he's like, and we're going to do this and that and this, and you're going to fist her and sit on her face, and I'm going to fuck her, and I really apologize. I really want to fuck you, but I can't fuck you because I'm monogamous.
Right, right, right.
And I'm thinking frantically, how did I get picked up at a swinger party and not realize?
This is a real conundrum of the modern age.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
And I know him socially, sort of, and I'm like, this is going to be awkward.
Mm.
So I wait until he stopped, and I say, you know, that not fucking me is not a problem. And he goes, why is that? And I'm like, I'm into feet. And he goes, what? I'm like, point down to her feet in my lap, and I go, just feet. And he goes, just feet? Just feet. So you're going to fuck your wife? And I'm going to rub her feet. And then she's
going to... She must have liked that.
She's going to climb on top of you, and I'm going to rub feet.
Yeah.
And okay. I figured, you know, it's like that scene from Cleat where she's looking at her watch, like, oh, yeah, this is so hot. Oh, God, how much longer do I have to do this? And the answer's 2 hours. And I realized by that time it was probably time to go... I don't know where we are. Could you call me a cab? Mm. And we went out on the sidewalk, and he says, you know, I've done everything. I'm a rich motherfucker. I've had escorts. I've had beautiful women. I've had orgies. And I have never had anyone rub my feet while I fucked my bride. And it is awesome!
Yeah. Yeah. Prevents those cramps, too, you know. That's
true.
The seizing of the feet, right? That's very good. Okay.
Really relate to that experience of not realizing when somebody's actually pursuing you.
I tell you, these body stories are sex educational.
They really are.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you like to be prepared to do things and you don't like shock. So you were preparing to present your boobs for his licking. So I was wondering if... that my...
Who was that?
That was Brian. My engineer back there is... rooting for that. I mean, I really didn't have any salt, so, I mean, would you allow your boobs to come out for a little salt licking?
Yep. Should I just store that, or where do you want it?
Can we hold that? I would love it to.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, whoa. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sitters, and titty lovers. And titty fuckers, wow.
Those are some.
Yeah, you could hold the microphone.
I can.
Yeah.
I can hold it.
Actually, why don't you put the microphone right between her boobs, then you don't have to hold it. There you go. There, yeah.
I'll put something else between your boobs, honey.
Okay, oh, yeah?
I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see that.
But first, I'm going to have a little salt.
Keep talking.
I created the only ever Marionette act, Triple D tits on strings. It's total Marionette. I would love to create booby harnesses for you and make your boobies dance.
She wants to make
my superhero is the Marmarian, killing evildoers with my tits.
Wow, I bet you could.
Smother
them. She recently started engineering boxing
knock them out
made of clear PVC.
Ooh, brilliant.
Hot.
Wow.
Where's we have a lot of smart people here tonight.
Clear PVC is hot.
Okay, here we go.
Phenomenal.
All right. I actually don't need to do that part. They'll see that.
Okay. Well, actually, I need to wet it.
You gotta lick it.
They look a little dry.
I think you should put the agua on it.
What's wrong with my saliva?
Oh, your saliva's fine. Oh!
There we go.
She's a little sensitive.
Okay.
No, she's sucking hard.
I know she does.
Push the microphone a little bit, doctor.
I know you know.
The doctor is aggressive.
Move the microphone up. Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
The doctor is in.
The doctor learns from her mistakes, though.
You've never made any with me.
That's because you like a little pain. All right. Very good. Let's hear it for Dixie De La Tour.
Come on.
I think you should hold the microphone like that while Adrian does his story.
All right. Is that an invite? I'll come up. Yeah. Or should I do it from here?
Oh.
I can do it from here.
Maybe do it from there, because she's holding her microphone, and yeah. You'd have to talk very close to her tits.
You know, I thought of, as you were talking about the Bible, I thought of a couple of separate things that I'll do super fast, but my first, it was, you were talking about kind of how it all begins so very, very early, and I realized when I was very, very young that I had all these fantasies when I was a little kid about control, and it was all about dominating little girls and stuff. And I think I was like a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old. I had this book that I would draw forts in where everybody would like be in prison and stuff like that. And I had no idea what it was about. It was this super innocent thing, but it was insanely elaborate, and everybody would get spankings, and I was the boss of everybody, and it was just this weird little control thing. But it was also super innocent. And so I was like thinking about, as you were saying, the Bible and it all starting like very, very at the very beginning. Even in one's life, I think it all starts at the very, very beginning, where kids are so super perverse. And then another thought on the sexpert level was, have you ever read Theodore Vandeveld, The Ideal Marriage?
Yes, that old book.
That old book. it's the very oldest, super popular sex book. And it advocates the simultaneous orgasm is the only orgasm that you should have.
So yes, very pure.
Very pure. Very a little erroneous there. The orgasm graphs in my books are a parody of the Theodore Vandeveld orgasm graphs. But one thing that's so weird about reading Vandeveld is he has this long ass section about how you clean your snatch before you have sex. And the woman is supposed to clean very elaborately and then get alcohol swabs and dab it in this very specific way. You've read this part of Vandeveld. And at first, like the first few years when I was reading this, you know, I would go back to it every once in a while for inspiration for the book and stuff like that. And I was just like, that is so freaking gross. There's nothing wrong with the pussy. Love the pussy. Like, you don't have to sanitize the pussy to blah, blah, blah. And then you read between the lines, and he has this, and it started in the 30s, in his very earliest American edition, at least. I can't read Dutch, but his very earliest English edition, he has this pretty thorough section about how to go down on a woman. And I just realized, on the theme of it starting early, is he just loved to eat some pussy. He wanted it to be clean.
Yeah.
But he was a very early cunnilinguist, and he
a cunning linguist.
Cunning,
to get it clean. For
yes,
himself.
Yeah. Exactly. He liked it clean. He and there's nothing wrong. I don't want to judge that in any way. And so that was,
unless you do too much douching, which is bad.
That's very bad. Yeah. No, we always tell that I taught sex ed at Planned Parenthood for a long time. We're always anti-douching. Mm. But
breaks down the walls,
gets rid of those lovely natural juices. But the weird thing is kids nowadays, when you talk to them about douching, you say, does anybody know what douching is? None of them know what it is. So you then have to completely explain it to them and then tell them not to do it, which makes it semi-ridiculous. It's like,
you have to talk into her tits. You have to talk into her tits.
Weirdly, douchebag translates very well.
Right, douchebag is a lovely, yeah. Yeah, it's a jocular insult. So I just wanted to say those small things about things starting sexual at the very beginning of things.
Like we think of Vandeveld as being way before the sexual revolution, but he was on it. He's this. I'm Facebook friends with his granddaughter.
Our sexuality is older than our humanity. I mean, it's the oldest thing.
Yeah, it's everything. I read about an electricity museum in an electricity museum somewhere in the Midwest or something, and they had this whole basement full of electronic crap that they couldn't figure out what the hell it was. And what did it all turn out to be? Anybody guess? Yes, vibrators. It was all vibrators. And they would sell them in sewing magazines. You've read about this, certainly. That in the back of sewing magazines, they would sell these various things that were supposed... I forget how they disguised them, but it was all vibrators. And this whole electricity magazine was like... A museum was like, we can't figure out what these boxes and boxes and boxes. So as soon as electricity becomes... Like, as soon as the internet came, porn. As soon as electricity came out, vibrators. Like we immediately... Like, every technological innovation goes immediately to sex. And why wouldn't it?
Right.
It's the most interesting thing in the world.
It catches your attention. Everybody's interested in it.
It's life, people.
Yes, the essence of life.
Eat the peach.
The trick we play on death.
Indeed. I like that.
Great motivator. Her mic's not on. Did she short circuit it? Did she squeeze her tits too hard?
I think I broke it.
He watched the Katy Perry music video, California Girls.
Right.
And it's pretty much Candyland, but with a bunch of girls in like bikinis and things.
Right.
And, you know, at like 4, he like looks over to me and Mona, and he's watching the music video. He loves this music video. And he looks over at us and he goes, I don't understand. I just like it. I just like it.
Right.
And it's completely innocent. And we understand because we're older. We're like, we know you like it because it has these sexual elements to it. But he's so young that he's just like, I like it. I don't know why, but I like it.
Right. No, exactly. I was brought up reading British maritime fiction, you know, like the Captain Hornblower series, and there's like deposited just like sex scenes would be in a trashy kind of sex book.
I mean, that name Hornblower.
Hornblower,
right away.
Oh, indeed. You saw that coming a mile
about
away.
A Hornblower job.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And they would beat the crap out. You know, the British naval service was all about getting flogged and whipped, and these would come, and I would get very excited by it, and I would think that. And then I was kind of an early reader, and then I was reading Hemingway's For Whom the Bell Tolls, and I finally came across that sex scene. It was the first sex scene I'd read. And when I read that sex scene, I was like, oh, that's what these people wanted to do. They wanted to screw, but they were only men on the show. They were just beating the crap out of each other. But, like, you get it. It's totally, I think, built in.
The great motivator.
Indeed.
All right, Morgan.
You've got 7 minutes, Doc.
Tell me a story.
Seven minutes.
Come on up here. Come on
How
up
am I
here.
I supposed to follow any of this right now.
Oh, you can follow. Just walk.
Tell the story you were intending to tell last night.
Stride up here. Oh, don't pull your skirt down. Let it ride up. Yeah, let it ride up off the fabulous ass and the ass hole. Oh, you're period. That's okay.
I'm in total variety heaven tonight. Mm. All the gorgeous women.
Okay, yeah. Take the mic.
I'm right here. No.
Oh, you want to sit here, or do you want to get up on the stripper pole?
I'm not standing up. Yeah. I don't even mean taller than I am.
She's hired in the stripper pole.
What do you want me to tell you a story? Get a titty out.
Get a titty out. Whoa.
You've got 6 minutes, Dr. Susie.
You know, actually, I have a funny story.
Yeah, tell a funny story.
It's kind of sexy. You're going to enjoy this. While I was gone in Chicago, I got a tattoo that represents a lot about your snake.
Really?
I did.
Let me take this.
I don't think that my story is going to be able to be told tonight, but it does involve you too. My sex story, my body story involves your show.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I had
think
a
someone
connection.
Has to take my snake and put it away.
I can't hold it. I got my hands full.
Do you know how to put her away? Do you know how to close
She knows
cage?
How to put away a snake, honey.
Yeah, I don't want you to tuck it into your pussy now.
Yeah, give me.
Oh,
give
she's
me.
So sweet.
Here you go. Yeah, there's just a lot of people now, and she could get very excited and try to crawl into somebody's snatch. Okay.
Because we only have a short time here.
You're
going to really appreciate this. This goes back to your Eve.
Take off this whole dress.
I'm working on it, Doctor. I love saying that to her. Doctor.
Yeah.
I can't take the whole thing off.
Whole thing off.
I don't know.
Well, little by little.
Who is she?
I know. It's because time is money.
You're going to love this tattoo.
Running out of time, yeah?
So you know I've got a lot of tattoos, mm-hmm. but I've been working on this one.
Nice panties.
Thanks, Doc.
Look at that, really.
Just
pink.
The apple?
Yeah, oh, the apple.
Follow it around. Mm.
The apple, the fish, the flower. You've got a whole story going
well,
on.
Well, if you
fishes.
Look.
Oh, Pisces. We've got different.
No, I'm not a Pisces. Okay. There's this whole negative space here.
Oh.
It's an apple branch with a snake wrapped
is
around
it.
Is
this Garden of Eden?
It is.
Ah, the snake with the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
Right. I shouldn't have gotten rid of the snake. I should have had a
coral. No, she's
the
there.
It's she's
just,
there already.
It's a big piece. It's not. It's in the works, you know. So you see all the apples.
Right.
And if you see this negative space right here is where the snake goes.
People
and the
tell
snake
stories
that
with
I
their
picked,
tattoos now.
This,
yeah.
The snake that I picked looks just like your Eve.
Aww, that's so sweet.
So maybe there is some... Oh, my hair's a mess.
Oh, yeah, fix it.
So you want to tell a body story. You want to tell a body story. No one asked me how I got this black eye.
Panties. Do you have on pretty panties? Yeah?
Say it again.
I want to see your panties. Aww, little black panties. I just want Panty Boy to know because he loves the panties. Right, there we go. Okay, back to you.
I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. But I had a... Oh, you want to hear the story about the black eye. I got
that's his
beat
job
up
to
by
be a
my pimp recently.
You did?
And
what?
Joking.
Okay. I was all ready to, you know...
What, you're going to beat my
intervene.
Pimp up?
Intervene.
You're going to beat my pimp up, are you? Yeah.
Just, you just have to carry me up
no,
to reach him.
I wish I could tell the whole story that I wanted to tell because I told you... And I met this guy here. He was taking pictures. And it goes into the night before. I met a guy at a bar. And we were drinking and having fun. He was buying me drinks. We exchanged numbers, blah, blah, blah. So the next night I'm here. And I always come here with the intention of possibly having a sexual encounter.
Here, meaning here.
Mm. Even though tonight, possibly, I might be the top tonight. My booty's a little out of... service
oh,
right.
right
now.
Okay.
Anyway, I hooked up with one of your photographers.
Okay.
That
oh,
night.
Oh, I know which one.
You are so funny.
I'm not saying.
Me either. Me either. Oh, but let me tell you. Mm. Well, actually, I've hooked up with two of your photographers.
Oh, I don't know the other one.
Mm. Mm. Well, well, what had happened was. What had happened
and you
was,
say I'm aggressive.
You, well, you are. Well, I was here, and the one guy I met the night before had texted me while I was sitting in my little spot right where our friend asshole is. And
he's not an asshole.
I know, but it's his nickname now.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there.
Sensitive
and,
balls.
Sensitive balls.
Oh, very.
So
sensitive.
I get a phone call, or I get a text message from this other guy from the night before, and he goes, "What are you doing tonight?" And I said, "Well, I'm at this radio show right now." You know, I really want to fuck the hell out of him. Really good looking guy. Looks like, what's his nuts from The Hangover? Really stout looking. Right. Anyway, that's the one.
Oh,
so I'm like, I really want to fuck this guy. Well, then old Sparky over here is flashing his camera off, and I'm like, whoa, you're going to give me the eye, aren't you? So in the confusion of it all, and between the agua and
use
the cocoa leaf liqueur.
Use this hand, because you've got to hold that hand up to your mouth.
I got a little buzz, and I made arrangements for both of them to come home with me. And kind of forgot about it until I was in my driveway, and then I had both of them going, "Hey, we're outside your house, blah, blah, blah. I live in a very nice home." And they were, you know,
who
out trying.
Who would know?
They were, yeah, who would know? They were out looking for parking and whatnot, and they were both there, so I had to invite them in. And I had to make up some sort of story as to how I got them both there. So I said to the one that the one was my boyfriend, I said to the Bradley Cooper-looking one that he was going to have to interact with me and my boyfriend if he wanted to have any of my goodness. And he was all about it because he thought I had the goodness. Well, I do have the goodness, but he thought I had a different kind of goodness at that point.
The good.
So he goes, "Well, how's this all going to go down?" I said, "Well, I'm going to bring you in, I'm going to tie you up, and you're going to watch me do things to my man, who is your photographer." We won't even say his name. Mm. And so I get the guy tied up to this beautiful chair in my home. It's this big, beautiful chair, and I had him tied up.
This is one of our photographers?
Yeah, yeah.
No. This is the Bradley Cooper boy.
Oh,
the photographer
Cooper.
Was more than willing. Trust me, I didn't have to tie him up. But... So I get the guy, and he's strapped down. He's got his arms strapped down to the thing and to the arms. And I tied his dick up around his neck, and he couldn't do anything. And if he wanted to move his dick, he had to
move
his neck.
You tied his dick up around his neck?
Yes, his arms were tied down. He couldn't touch himself.
So you were, like, hog-tying him in front?
So if he wanted to touch his dick, he had to go like that. You know, he had to move like that.
How long was this dick?
So I got him.
I don't think he tied the dick around the neck.
I got him in the chair behind me, and I got your photographer in the sex swing. You should see my house.
Right.
And so I got him in the sex swing, and he's going on about how he just loves to get fisted. And I am more than willing to be the girl. And if you haven't noticed, I have some big hands. Mm-hmm. So I'm going at it, and I'm getting into it, and I'm going at it. And he's going, oh, he's screaming. And I keep turning around. At the beginning, I'm looking, and the guy's snuck all around. He's excited. His dick's hard. And I'm like, oh, I got to get my panties off. So I take my panties off, and I got my big old dick. It's just
demonstrate.
Ready to go. Not right now. And my dick is ready to go. And all of a sudden I hear him. Oh, he's gagged too. And I hear he's like, what is really going on here? Is what he's trying to say is what the fuck is going on here. What he said was. And I'm turning around, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, you're getting it next, you know. And he's sitting there, oh, he doesn't know what to do. And I'm going to town. Fisting old boy, and I'm stroking my
art
cock,
photographer.
Fisting him, and stroking, and fisting him. And there's actually two funny parts of the story. Is I'm in the home that I share the house with is a very big porn producer. Everything's a set in my house. And this guy goes, I'm gonna piss everywhere. So he starts peeing. I shove his dick in my mouth, start collecting the piss because I'm not getting my fucking furniture dirty. I mean, we're talking. This is a lot.
One way to keep it clean.
A lot of fucking rent money is going into this place right now. And the other guy's, whoa, you know, with his gag going on and on. So then it got a little more intimate, and I'm kissing your photographer. And we're going, you know, and he's pissed all over me, and. Anyway, I got my fist up his ass, and the guy behind me...
You kissed him with a mouthful of his own piss?
I drank it. The mouth was empty by that point. So, the guy's kind of quieting down a little bit. Anyway, long story short, not really, but I got to untie an old boy, because, you know, he's been tied up for a minute. He's, you know, and he's really not saying a whole lot to me or your photographer. And so... I'm like, well, why don't you come curl up in bed with us? You know, we were a little fucked up. We'd taken that magical pharmaceutical drug.
It's a sub-theme of the show tonight, drugs.
Why don't you come into my bed with me and my boyfriend and, you know, see what happens, you know,
Talk into your microphone.
We're all crawling all over each other and wow. And your girlfriend Kara Price is there too, actually.
Oh my God, with a golf ball up her ass?
No, well, funny story. So we're all rubbing and cuddling, and dicks are getting hard and poking things. And anyway, the next morning
is
rolls
really
around,
dirty
and we're all
stories.
Kind of all four of us are in the same bed, and we're all snuggle and cuddle and. I get up and I start making coffee, and everyone else is kind of getting up and getting a little freaky again. And the one boy, the Bradley Cooper boy, comes up and he goes, you know, last night or the night before last when I met you in the bar, I never knew you had a dick, but I'm so glad I know now. And the story is that I have seen the guy and have been dating him for quite some time now.
All right.
Aww.
We're out of time.
Thank
you
very much. If you get married, you can do it in the speakeasy.
I'm not getting married. I'm all about
okay,
know.
We got anyway. We got to give out everybody's information.
4 minutes over.
We are going to continue telling stories after the show, but for now, let's just find out who everybody is and where we can find you. First of all, Miss Body Storytelling, Dixie De La Tour.
I'm Dixie De La Tour, and my website is BAWDY Storytelling. Some people think it's the other kind of storytelling. And if you want to tell a story in my show, email Dixie@BodyStorytelling.com. And then I choose people who send me stories through email, and I put them in the show. San Francisco, Oakland, and here in L.A.
Awesome. I think it's a great thing you're doing. It's entertaining, therapeutic, and sex educational. And, you know, gets people horny, too, I'm sure. All right. Emma?
Hi. Malika Millions. Thank you.
Okay. Look her up. Malika.
liquor up. Did you say liquor up or
liquor
up?
That too. Certainly liquor up.
Liquor up.
I don't know about putting
down.
Your dick in that, you know, that snapping pussy.
I really, you know, you're talking about porn stars being the stunt devils of sex. Mm. Hello. I'm all about trying that pussy. Everyone's all
right.
Like, I'm scared.
The after party is going to rock.
Not me, honey. Yeah. I'm Morgan Bailey. So good to be back here on the Dr.
Yay!
Susan Show.
Yay, Morgan.
Thanks for having me
we
again.
We love you, Morgan.
Mwah. Love this woman. You can see me at www.morgan-bailey.com. That's the little minus sign. Or you can just Google me because I'm famous.
Yeah. Morgan Bailey. Spell it. Smell it.
M-O. Smell it. Spell it. M-O-R-G-A-N. B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Spill it. Okay.
Spill it. Spell it.
And where's that book? How to Make Love to...
Adrian Colesberry.
By
Adrian Colesberry. And you can find me at adriancolesberry.com and how to make love to adriancolesberry.com. And
Adrian Colesberry.
You can also follow him on Twitter, but he won't answer you.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a terrible Twitterer.
I would like to spank you with your book for that.
I'd like
okay.
To
and I know that doesn't give you a hard-on, but it doesn't matter because...
It's right. As long as it works for you.
It
exactly.
Does. It does.
Yeah.
It does.
There
you go.
The scientist,
yeah.
Doc.
I'm going to. I'm going to hook you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a scientist.
I know. He's an asshole, too.
And, you know, MM here is kind of an artsy scientist. She's always investigating like a scientist. She's a researcher.
Looking forward to eventually premiering some of my new performance interactive art pieces soon. I have a new hat called My Mind is a War Zone. I think you're going to love it.
Yes. And her pussy tests a penis's metal.
True.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've heard.
All right. And now the newlyweds. Well, they're not newlyweds. Yeah,
Malaika,
fiance.
We love you. You know that.
You
you're great.
You can find
great
me
performer.
At...
Well, first I want to see your panties. Did you wear panties for panties?
I did.
Okay. Panties. Oh, they match Morgan. Wow, look at those. Panty boy, it's all about the pink this Saturday night. We are doing pink panties with a little black from Malaika and a little purple from me. I got purple going on. I guess I should take my skirt off at this point. Yeah.
Your skirt? What are you doing, darling?
Yeah.
That's
the end of the show.
It's a television show. What are you doing?
It's over. Okay, so let's find Katie Kins
yeah,
and Mona
so
Simone.
You can find me at Katie at KatieKins9 on Twitter. That's a double N, KatieKinns9 at Twitter. And then if you want to help us donate to our wedding fund, KatieKins at
everyone's
Gmail
got a
PayPal.
Everyone's got a
starter. So KatieKins at Gmail, PayPal, and you can send messages and we can send you personal videos. And
do you have anything to add to that, Mona?
Help
well.
With this marriage. $1,000, $200.
It'll all help.
Yeah,
dollar,
anything.
Doesn't matter.
Anything helps. Yeah. And, you know, you can, we'll send you our DVDs and personal
this
videos.
Is a,
pictures,
this is a,
things
this is
like
a
that.
Very, very poor
X-rated.
Economy right,
right
now.
And then you can find Mona at theromanceseries.com. For his writing of movies and at Mona Sunoy, MonaSunoy.
You got any other money making things going on?
I'm sorry, what?
Never mind.
Okay, well, you can also donate to the speakeasy.
Yeah,
right?
You can donate to us too.
And actually, we'll give you something back.
All
you have to do is join DrSusanBlock.tv.
We need money because all revolutions need money.
Absolutely.
Whether you're buying guns or whether you're buying books
or vibrators.
Vibrators, you got to fucking have money. You got to have money. And the Republicans got to pay for it, not the Democrats.
That's right. All of our best sex therapy clients are Republicans. And, you know, most of the people that appear on
that's
the show
right.
are Democrats.
Yeah.
Right? There's something political, psychological about that. But anyway, yeah, you can of course, donate to us through joining DrSusanBlock.tv. That's probably if you're a Democrat and you like to just look at orgies. And if you're more of a Republican and you need to talk about all your problems with your fetishes and your weirdnesses, then give us a call, 213-670-0066. We can help. Okay, so, yeah.
Okay, and now, before you all leave here, we have to have some censorship here and cover up those
Well, no,
those
no,
things.
wait. We haven't said goodbye yet.
Oh, yeah, we haven't said goodbye.
I have to say goodbye to the people.
Right. Say goodbye to the people.
I just did a promotion. That's not a real goodbye.
Oh, that's not a goodbye.
No, that's rude. That's
being
an asshole.
Bring the bonobos.
Yes, very good. Bring the bonobos.
You can adopt a bonobo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So adopt a bonobo at Lola Ya Bonobo. You can do it through us. You can donate to blockbonobofoundation.org, or you can just dispense with us and go to Lola Ya Bonobo, where we are trying to save the bonobos from extinction, which could be imminent. They are only native to the Congo. And these are the make love, not war chimpanzees. Yeah, well, a lot of mammals love sex, actually. No, but they have as much sex as we do, maybe more, in as many different positions.
Yeah, and they also look at, they look into each other's eyes.
They do, like tantric sex practitioners, you know. They just look into each other's eyes. They're very, very sexual, and they manage somehow not to kill each other. You know, unlike common chimps and humans, they don't kill each other. They just resolve it through sex.
Social,
you know, rubbing their testicles together a
social
lot. You know,
pacification.
Yeah, social pacification. Right. Okay, yeah, you know, cool them out with sex. That's what we say. So I want you to make like bonobos, not baboons. You know, tell stories, use vibrators, love each other, explore each other's assholes, each other's boobs. You know, don't stick golf balls up your ass unless you're professional. And make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Don't interrupt me. I love you.
I love you. From our house to your house, thank you.
I love you too.
Not all Americans kick down your doors. Not all Americans use drones.
Okay, musica.
Coming up, wait, commercial. Commercial.
Okay, here we have the technical transition here that we're doing. Okay, so we're going to take a picture. I'm going to take my microphone off of my head. And we're going to get into our erotic after party.
You need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One and World Wide Web.